Call the April 11, 2013 meeting of the Code Enforcement Board to order. Madam Secretary, would you call roll, please?
Mrs. Hines?
Here.
Mr. Horn?
Here.
Ms. Kundig?
Here.
Mr. Smart?
Here.
Mr. Harrington?
Here.
And Mr. Brown?
Here.
And Mr. Cena is here.
Has everyone had a chance to review our April, our March 14th meeting minutes? If so, Chair will entertain a motion to approve.
So, make a motion.
Motion's been made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Ms. Himes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Is there any disclosure of any ex parte communications that needs to be made known? All righty, Madam Secretary, any announcements?
Yes, Mr. Brown, we do have a few cases that are in compliance that are not listed on the agenda. The first one is number 4, CEV 031338 for 2429 North Atlantic Avenue, Suite 39, is in compliance as of April 8th. Number 9, CEV 031333 for 132 North Franklin Street, in compliance as of April 10th. Number 16, CEV 041343 for 955 Magnolia Avenue, is in compliance as of April 9th.
All righty. At this time, all members of staff that will be testifying today, please rise to be sworn in. All righty. Members of the audience that will be coming forth, when we call your case, we ask that you do speak into the microphone as our proceedings are being recorded. Are there any attorneys present this morning? All righty. Seeing none, we'll take our cases in order. First case is case number CB011301. Derek Long, property located at 2727 North Atlantic Avenue, Suite 121. Is the respondent present? All righty. Mr. Long, if you will raise your hand and be sworn in, please.
Good morning. Can you state your name, please, for the microphone?
Timothy Law.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All righty. Dr. Long, if you can step back, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll invite you.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, this is Anthony Jackson on behalf of the City of Daytona Beach. And as stated, this is case number 011301 at 2227 North Atlantic Avenue, Suite 121. And this case is before you for imposition of a fine. This was the broken window case that I'm sure most of you probably remember. It's been going on since October of 2012. At our last meeting, we had reached a point where permits had been pulled, and we were expecting for the window to be installed. You may be reminded as well that this was one where the window was irregular and so forth, and that it was on order. And so as of today's date, it's been reported that the window is installed. It needs a final inspection in probably about 5 days. And so what staff is asking is if you want to go to the next cutoff, you can, but all we're asking is for 5 days to come into compliance, or if you want to put a fine certain, since we've been waiting on it for so long, but we expect that it'll be in compliance. And that was, I don't know if anyone has anything more they want to share.
The project has been an ordeal because of the irregularity of the size of the window itself, and we have gone through an extensive invitations of different contractors trying to resolve it, and finally it's customized. We make it, and their contractor installed it in yesterday, and what I'm asking is just for a couple of days, for the inspector to come out and review it. And take a look at it. and go forward. And I think the issue should be closed unless anything else that I need to do to, you know, resolve this. So,
Mr. Jackson, what is staff's position?
As I said, staff's position is that we just give them those few days and be able to close out the case. I guess the one thought, though, is that if all we're really doing is at this point an inspection, that's something that's really more of a staff activity. And if there is by some chance some reason why it's not final, I think physically it is. The picture says the glass is in. So if there's some reason why it's not final, I guess it may be something that would arise through the inspection. So maybe we should just set up an next cut off.
Can we find it in compliance condition upon the final inspection? If for some reason the final inspection doesn't come through, we can bring it back next month.
Well, I was thinking by giving them till the next cutoff, or you know, whatever that time period.
Come back on the next month and having to go through this all over again.
Yeah, whatever that time period is. If
the board wants to.
Yeah, but obviously it's a decision of the board. It's quite reasonable, we believe, for it to be the 5 days, though, and we expect the same outcome.
Okay.
But I said find certain that probably would not be the best choice, so just 5 days to come into compliance. If not, we'll be back at the next meeting.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board? All righty. I don't have my calendar in front of me, so what is 5 days from today? Well, we got this calendar, but we're just doing 5 days, so I guess I just need to.
Today is
16th. All righty. Tuesday is the 16th. Not the next cutoff. We're just going 5 calendar days from today. All righty.
5 working days to make it the 18th.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order, allowing the respondent until April 18th. To bring the property into compliance will be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Himes, seconded by Mr. Bourns. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Dr. Long, we've given you until the 18th to bring the property in compliance.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. All righty. Case number 2, CB021329, J&C Solomon Enterprises, Inc., DBA, Shisha Hookah and Cigar Hut, property located at 654 through 656 North Grandview Avenue. Is the respondent present this morning? All righty, Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Chair, this is the property you just announced, 656 North Grandview Avenue, Shisha Hookah and Cigar Hut. And this is before the board for imposition of fine. The inspector is Tom Klieg. And I will ask for Mr. Klieg to give you an update on this one and with a little bit of history.
Okay. Morning, Mr. Glade.
Good morning. Everything's in compliance except for the pavers, which did go through the Board of Adjustments. They did get approved. She did apply for the permit, which was issued was under review as of April the 5th. So we're really asking the next cutoff. They should have everything completed within the next 2-3 weeks.
If I'm not mistaken, in this case, she just needed to get permission to have the pavers, and she...
She already got permission from the Board of Adjustments, and she did file up for the permit, but it's under review from the department.
Any questions from the board? Seeing none, Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until May 1st to bring the property into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Ms. Himes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 3, which is CB021318, Marilyn Mitchell Estate, property located at 1331 South Paradise Lane. Is the respondent present this morning? All right. Mr. Jackson?
Yes, Mr. Chair. On this case number 3, the inspector is Vicki Langford. This is the case that It's come before you before where we've it's here before the board now for imposition of a fine. The violation is that there's dirt and grime all over the exterior wall. This has been as well somewhat of a problem property in general. The we've moved forward on this case and had it continued because of the status of wanting to determine or get some clarity and making sure we gave notice to everyone we knew involved in this case because it was an estate property. As a result of that, we took several actions. In addition to notifying those who we had previously that we had on notice through our initial action, we also had information regarding the a foreclosure action. We notified the attorneys in a foreclosure action. We notified the there was an appointed attorney at litem whom we notified as well. I actually spoke with the attorney at litem who informed me that there were multiple apparently multiple parties of interest in the estate. There's no formal estate, but there are numerous heirs or potential heirs. And so his role, he said, was to just tell them what's going on. And so, but it was nothing he could do. And so there was no one actually speaking to step up to the plate to do anything. However, the status of the case at this point is that nothing has been done. And so the staff's recommendation is that a fine be imposed, $50 per day to the maximum of $5,000. And the reason we limited the max, typically we would, the maximum on this would be, if it was owner occupied, $10,000. I think in this situation, it's actually a property where there is an someone occupying it. That, is this one occupying this property?
Yes, some days yes, some days no.
Okay, yeah, but I don't. But in any sense, we shortened this because of the nature of the violation. It's a dirty wall, and so we don't want to end up in, with a situation where the fine is egregious in relationship to the nature of the violation. So our recommendation is $50 per day to a maximum of $5,000.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Seeing none, Chair will entertain a motion imposing a $50 a day fine with a cap of $5,000 effective today. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded by Ms. Himes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 4, CB031338 is in compliance as of April 8th, 2013. Case number 5, CB031339 is in compliance as of March 26th, 2013. Case number 6, CB031330 is in compliance as of April 3rd, 2013. Case number 7, CB031331, Rochelle B. Thomas, property located at 616 Division Street. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, Mr. Jackson, what can you tell us?
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is on the property at 616 Division Street. The inspector on this case is Eddie Lopez. This has been before the board previously, and it's now here for imposition of a fine. At our last meeting, I believe it was the last meeting, the owner of the property was present and had expressed that she would do the work. We had some concerns looking at the property that we thought that it was unoccupied. However, she said that she was occupying the property. Had some communication with her where she had indicated she had some help on the way, and we had considered maybe trying to figure out whether we would be able to work with her on it, but seeing her not present now, we don't know anything else to do. But to this is a case that started back in January 2013, so we feel left needing to ask for a fine in this case. And so we would ask the court to impose a fine in just a moment. To impose a fine of $100 per day to a maximum of, relying on her statement that she resides in the property, to a maximum of $10,000.
Hmm. Any questions from the board?
Yes, was any, Tony, has any work done at all?
Nothing.
No.
Okay.
nowhere.
Okay.
And this is a case that she showed up last.
She was here last time.
Yeah. And didn't really have an answer to why she had not done up to this point. I think it was financial, but was leaving us with an expectation that she'd be getting started, and nothing's happened.
And no communication with you at all, Ed?
As far as she was supposed to be here today. She did state that someone was coming out of town to assist her with the property on repairs, but I don't have the whole details on the outcome of that. Seeing that she hasn't made it here to explain herself or the situation, the city's requesting the fine to be imposed.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Seeing none, Chair will entertain a motion. Finder is funded on $100 a day with a cap of $10,000 effective today. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Ms. Hines. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB031332, Leroy and Shirley Edwards, property located at 128 North Franklin Street. We'll give Mr. Edwards a moment or two to make it down and be sworn in. Mr. Edwards, if you can state your name and address into the microphone and then be sworn in, please, sir.
Leroy Edwards, Jr., 233 South Adams Street, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. If you could step back, and we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give an opportunity to respond, sir.
Yes, Mr. Chair and members of the board, this is case number 128. This is the case at the property at 128 North Franklin Street. And the inspector on this case is, again, Eddie Lopez. And as the picture showing, you reminded this is a property that had a number of concerns. The principal one was that it had some boarding up. It has trash and debris and other things that have been taken care of, but we had some boarding up issues that specifically at the front door that we needed Mr. Edwards to take care of, and we had a fence problem that needed to be taken care of. To Mr. Edwards' credit, he's taken care of everything except at all the last inspection by our inspector, he still had the plywood on the front door. In fact, he had a complete sheet instead of just the slat. And so we don't know what he's doing concerning that, but that would have to be removed. So we'd like to hear from him on how quick that can happen or if it's already been done. But in any case, we expect that since he's been working at it up to this point, we're willing to give him till next cutoff to get this thing resolved.
Okay. Mr. Edwards, if you'll step forward to the mic, sir, so we can hear you.
To board up, everything is brought up to the par that the board is down, new door on, new fence is down, brand new down, everything is down. My house is the only one that's being cleaned up. Someone came by and broke through the windows 2 weeks ago. That's something we got that from Omelia's Paint. They're going to put the glass in today. I don't know what else. Thank you.
All right.
I know last time there was a suggestion for the trespass arrest. I don't know if Mr. Edwards took advantage of that. That's something you still may want to talk with staff about after the meeting. But let me say this as well. What we really need then is just an inspection. So next cutoff, we'll expect that it'll be in compliance based on what he's telling us.
Mr. Jackson, on this complaint, under the case here, it's listed here. Neither the fence nor the plywood is mentioned. Maybe we could do a better job of.
The fence is an accessory structure, sir.
Well if you're bringing it in, it should be on this.
Well, that's what he's meaning. When it says there, damage accessory structure, and that was the fence.
I don't have that.
I'm sorry, Mr. Harrington, on number 8. It says the violations of debris, trash on premises, damaged accessory structure, and front screen damage. The damaged accessory structure is the fence.
Okay.
And the front screen damage was, at that time, was just a slat board going across the
All
front.
All right. That's what that
door.
Means then.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Those are those technical terms, Neil.
Yeah.
Used to be fence. Now it's an accessory.
Now it's an accessory. Okay.
All righty. Any questions from the board?
No.
If not, Chair will entertain a motion amending our previous order and allowing the respondent until May 1st to bring the property in compliance. It'll be returned to, sorry, give me 1 second, be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Prior to us accepting that motion, Mr. Edwards, you had a question. I'm sorry, and we didn't give you an opportunity.
Mr. Lopez come stopped by the house yesterday, and he told my man, the man who was fixing it, take the bowl down. There's no bowls up to that.
Okay.
The front door is new. The fence is new. All that's up to par. Mr. Lopez should have a picture to bring to the board now. Is that?
But he has not had an opportunity to do that. So what we're doing, Mr. Edwards, is giving you until next month for them to go back out and make sure everything is up to par. We're not taking any action today.
And you won't have to come back.
In the meantime, they have still got the drugs going on. They still got the barrel burning down the street. They still got a house two doors down from the next man. They still got, there's four loads of garbage in on the left-hand side of Franklin Street. I'm the only one talking.
No, sir. Mr.
No one Mr. else is doing anything except 128 and the next door. They did half of yesterday.
It's a lengthy process in order for people to come to the board, Mr. Edwards, and so believe you me, all violations are being taken care of. It just takes an amount of time before they come to us. Sometimes the respondents work with the inspectors so they don't have to come to us. But believe you me, if it's a violation and the inspector knows about it, it is being addressed.
All righty.
Any other questions? Seeing none, at this time, Chair will entertain a motion to amend our previous order, allowing the respondent until May 1st to bring the property in compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Ms. Himes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number 9, CB031333, is in compliance as of April 10th, 2013. Case number 10, CB031336, Monica Allen Estate, property located at 915 School Street. Is the respondent present? All righty, seeing not, Mr. Jackson, what can you tell us? Case number 10.
Yes, sir. This is the property at 915 School Street. This is another case where we had information at the previous meeting that this was a property that was scheduled for foreclosure sale, in fact. And so we continued it to wait and see or to determine what was going to happen from that sale. It was scheduled for sale, I think it was the week of our meeting. Since then, an attorney had gotten involved, David Glasser, representing the property owner, and is making an effort to try and preserve the property for the property owner. So he was able to get an extension on the foreclosure or the judicial sale for 60 days. It's scheduled now for the new sale date is May 24th of 2013. I spoke with Mr. Glasser. I told him of the detriment as he sought a modification to have a fine imposed. He said that he would get back with his client. We tried to follow up with some. He said he would get back with me prior to the meeting. I have not heard from Mr. Glasser. Nevertheless, the status of the property is, as we had said before, that the junk and debris, I think, that was being removed. Is that still a problem? Okay, yeah. He was working on it a little bit, but it became pretty clear that the property owner made a decision, especially regarding the damaged garage roof that was about to be sold. It had already gone through final judgment and foreclosure, and he was not really intending on doing any work. Now we still have, it's still post-final judgment. It's pending sale, and so this is where we stand. The best thought we have as staff is, with this sale pending, that to allow the 60 days, in that time period, if indeed he has the potential of modification, then he very well it would be in his best interest to start working on getting everything taken care of. If indeed he loses it in foreclosure, if we were to impose something even now, it would have very little effect. So since this is post-judgment, is pending sale, the recommendation from staff is to allow him 60 days to come into compliance.
Would that take us to the June 5th cutoff date be too soon? Or
no, that would be perfect because the scheduled sale is for May 24th. Okay. So if indeed he finds out that there's a likelihood of modification, then I would expect that, and I will continue to have the dialogue with his attorney, but I expect that they would recognize the importance of moving forward and getting the property in order if he plans to stay there.
Just want to make sure I understand. So basically our hands are tied. If we impose a fine, we don't know who the fine goes to, and everything is supposed to be dealt with after this May.
Well, we've been here before.
Right.
We hadn't really been here before. With it being prior to the final judgment, typically is where our status is. Here we are just prior to sale. But in any sense, if we were to impose a fine, we would be imposing the fine against the current owner. However, once it goes through judicial sale.
Yeah. The problem that we've got is that we impose a fine right now. If it goes to sale, since the list pendants has already been filed, I assume, fine is worthless at that point.
Gotcha.
We're going to have to institute again against the new owner. So
gotcha.
60 days is not going to hurt us.
Gotcha. Be best to wait.
Okay. I'm also, it was just noted to me that we did not make a determination of compliance or non-compliance at that last meeting. We continued everything.
Okay.
So I'd ask that we do make the finding of that the property is in non-compliance and give them the 60 days to come into compliance, and then we can see what happens from there.
Gotcha. Any questions from the board?
I'm confused. So there's a sale pending on the house?
A judicial sale. That means that
what does that mean?
I can tell you.
Basically that there's a foreclosure action taking place. We've got a judgment. So now it's an opportunity for the person that owns the mortgage to actually take over the house. That hasn't happened yet.
Okay, so it's not a private sale.
No.
This is the court sale because the foreclosure has been completed.
Okay.
And for the landowner, he would see the fortunate that an attorney came in and was able to cancel the sale and extend it to a later date.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any other questions from the board? Seeing none, chair will entertain a motion finding a respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until June 5th to bring the property into compliance. Be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded by Ms. Hines. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Moving into our new cases, we will bypass case 11. We're going to move to case number 12, bypassing 11 to move toward the end of the meeting at the request of staff. Moving on to case number 12, which is CB041333.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry if I can interrupt.
Yes.
Can we move on to case number 13? We have a staff witness that's here that we wanted to handle that case.
No problem. Case number CB041340, Central Manor Apartments, Inc., property located at 136 Fairview Avenue. Is the respondent present? If you can step to the mic, state your name and address and your relationship to the owner, please.
I'm Jane Bentley. I'm manager at Central Manor Apartments, 136 Fairview Avenue, Daytona Beach.
Okay. Ms. Bentley?
Yes.
If you can raise your right hand and be sworn in, will you be testifying as well?
Just if she needs me.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and swear in. State your name, please.
Jahida Davis. I'm the regional property manager for the property.
Okay. If you can both raise your hands and be sworn in, please. And I think we have staff members being sworn in.
Can you state your name, sir?
Timothy Falville. Solid waste supervisor for the city of Daytona Beach.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
At this time, we'll hear from staff and there'll be an opportunity to respond.
Mr. Chair, in this case, I'd ask, since we do have... And I know we haven't been doing it this way, but I think we probably will be a little more efficient. We do have a violator present. This is a new case, so we'd ask if you inquire as to whether or not they have any opposition to the finding. In other words, do they agree that they're in compliance?
Well, do you agree or disagree that at the time of notice the violation did occur?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. With that, Mr. Chair, our real issue is we didn't expect there to be really any opposition as to the finding of compliance or noncompliance.
Okay.
But there are some facts that the staff would need to understand.
They're in compliance, aren't they?
They're in compliance.
Yeah, we're really here for a will fine, and we believe that we need to explain because this is not something that frequently that the board sees very frequently. So we felt we needed to explain in full why we're here, why we need the will fine, and so that's why we have the waste management personnel here as well. So if I can call Mr. Favel forward to give an explanation of what the problem is.
Okay.
And then if you want to make any inquiry of the violators, you can do that.
Okay. Not a problem. You can come forward, sir.
As solid waste supervisor, it's my job to inspect areas of trash that's set out on the proper days. And I received emails on Arlington Street of trash that was not set out on the proper days of the collection days, regular collection days. I left notices with, at one time I had three different places. I left notices of information, when to set the trash out and everything. Then I got another email that was set out, 136 Fairview would set out trash on the wrong day again, and I did cite them for it. I spoke with the manager And I left notices. I talked to him and explained everything. And then I think there was another time they got cited again. And then I believe the last time I went there, I spoke with the manager, and they were saying the church was setting the trash out on the wrong days. So I went and spoke with them. They said they would be in compliance. And I've been inspecting ever since up to, in fact, yesterday. And everybody's in compliance over there, so.
Mr. Favel, is this something, this building, we're looking at it in the photos, this is a large commercial, or, well, it's residential, but it's a large commercial residential structure?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's the back of the church.
That's the back of the church. Okay.
Yeah, that's not the.
Is that on the Arlington side? Isn't it?
Yes, on the Arlington side, and the building is the church.
There, right there.
The building and the fence and Arlington Street there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and these, is that the nature of it furniture and those types of items?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, and did they explain to you why that was occurring or what their circumstance was?
Well, that's where the place they put it. They do have an enclosure in there, but it's too small for any bulk items to go.
Okay.
So that's where they set it.
Is this something where their staff is placing it out or residents, or what's happening in that regard?
Residents are placing it most of the time. We, as a staff, work hard to file compliance with, you know, your regulations. But unfortunately, you know, not just our residents, but we have several neighbors, you know, some furniture just kind of shows up, and we're not sure where it came from. So,
and it also happens. It's an elderly property, mm-hmm. and it also happens when they're moving out, and yeah. usually they moved out on the weekend. Family comes from up north or out of town yeah. to move them, and when we show up on Monday, we find what they don't want to take with them.
And did you explain to them the property owner said they're responsible to make sure they find a remedy?
Yes. Okay. We did put in the signs, the picture you saw earlier with the sign. We put those up since, you know, trying to, you know, make sure everybody understands, and we'll try to adhere to the regulations and code.
We send notices to each apartment right. that reminding the mm-hmm. residents of the rules.
And have letters.
And the church as well.
Church and the landscapers. Everybody has been, you know, working with us and together to maintain and follow the code.
Mr. Chair, this is administrative and somewhat of a casual presentation. However, the position of the city is that it's fine that they put all the signs out and that they notified everyone, but the real point here is that they have to stop it from happening. If the space is too small, then maybe they need to modify or determine what they have to do regarding the space where their items are placed, for the temporary holding before they're placed out for waste removal. This is complaint generated, and it's apparently a justifiable complaint, which we're trying to remedy.
I think the issue is we need to understand that even though you're in compliance now, under this Florida statute, if it happens again, the fine doubles, and it goes back to the time that the inspector actually saw the violation occur. So in order to avoid that, you need to just do everything you can to be in compliance, stay in compliance.
What do we do if it's not even somebody at the property? Because also they leave their stuff in their apartment when they moved out.
I'm sure if you talk to these gentlemen, they can
okay.
work with you on
okay.
that.
Okay.
Okay. So the staff request is a request for a will find. We've if you hadn't found them, we'd ask you found them in noncompliance based on their acknowledgement and request that a will find be imposed.
But we have tried very hard to, you know, like I say, remedy this issue. We're willing to work with them. Anything else we can do, we immediately, you know, contacted anyone that was involved. We put up the signs. We would like another chance to see if we can fall into compliance with this. Because we addressed this the day that they came out and told us this was happening and what happened. We have not been negligent on this and working very hard to comply.
Any questions from the board?
Yes, I have a few. What time frame are we talking about and how many violations? Were there, did it
I've
happen
got,
once in a
I've
month?
I've got three.
Three in what time period? Just
September until present.
Okay. And one other thing, I guess for Tim. If somebody does see a piece of furniture or something out on their property that basically they didn't put there, is there a procedure to follow?
I leave them an information notice, and I give them up to 3 days to remove it, and then.
But it's up to the city. Won't come and remove. That's not part of the procedure for the city to remove.
No, they have to have notice.
Okay.
And which I do. I leave them a notice, and I give them up to 3 days to remove it themselves. If not, the city will remove it, and we will bill them for the removal on their utility bill.
Mm-hmm. And. Is that based on what you remove, the pounds, the?
It's with the cherry picker, the grabber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's $15 a yard. We that's how we estimate it as for pickup.
I guess I'm just a little confused as why we need a will fine if the city actually has a procedure and a fine. Could you explain it to me?
I have a question. Maybe this within the 6 months period after leaving the signs for the notices for 3 days, was the
problem
sulfur problem still there?
It was. At one point, the yard trash was put out on the wrong day, and. They were cited for that, and we picked it up, and they were billed for it on their utility bill.
Okay, so the dervish was not removed within the 3-day notice.
Right, right.
Okay. I'm echoing some of the concerns of the board that if they're already being fined for items being out on the wrong day, why would we, it would almost be we're going to double fine them. You're going to fine them for being out on the wrong day, and they were going to have a will fine for being out on the wrong day that they've already been fined for having it out on the wrong day.
Now, Jackson, I'm confused.
Yeah, it's can you shed some light?
Yes. I guess we have to remember that we're talking two different things. We're talking code enforcement.
Right.
And I understand there is a penalty for us having to come and remove. But the whole idea here is that there's also a need to deter from continued conduct that's generating complaints from the other citizens. And here we have citizen complaints being generated on a circumstance that needs to be remedied. We understand that when we come out there, there will be a charge for us removing it, but that's with every code violation. We can ultimately remove it and charge. But I don't believe that's the desired intent of the board for us to go and remedy every code violation. But instead, to try and deter that code violation from occurring in the first place. And that's really what the purpose of the will fine is to say, do everything you can, including, if necessary, have a daily inspection, have someone go by, check and see if there's something out there, and have it removed, put it in its temporary storage area, and whoever is doing it be able to track wherever it's coming from in their facility and deal with the people who are putting it out there.
We are doing that.
Just be, you know, let me put it this way. The board does not have to follow staff's recommendation. You are independent mm-hmm. of that. I think, and they always can bring another case. If it happens again, they can bring another case. Right. I think that they're asking is that they understand the seriousness of the problem mm-hmm. and that we have the right to go ahead and, besides their fine, we can go and fine them ourselves also. Right. We don't have to, but we can.
Right.
Yeah. In other words, Mr. Chair, I think this fine is to deter.
Right.
Right. Well, yeah.
And can I say again, because of the it's out on the street, not in outside our fence. We have a fence along that property. We have no control. Like if some of the houses on that street, now I don't want to mess up my yard. Let's put it over on the buildings. And granted, we try to get that done, but we are not. The staff is not there on weekends.
Right.
And we're there Monday through
yeah,
Friday.
If it did happen again, you would still have the right to a hearing.
Yes.
before you were fined.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be, right, rest assured, and we're not asking them to be fined today, I don't know if they understand that, but just that they understand that for a future violation, we'll be coming in here on that violation, because it's the type of violation that's, that occurs and then ends, so we don't have an opportunity to come in and ask for you to take any action unless you have the will fine in place. And so that's part of, again, the use of, and purpose of the will fine.
Any other questions from the board?
Yes, just out of curiosity, if you had any of your neighbors come in and tell you directly about the problem?
About a year and a half ago, they were trying to get a homeowners or residents association going in the area. They called. They said that was part of the problem. We said we'd work with them. We did. We started it. We agreed to go to some of the meetings. Matter of fact, I made arrangements to go to one evening on my own time, and they had canceled it and didn't tell me. Mm-hmm. So in my understanding, they have not ever really got it together,
you know, because a lot of this would be resolved if people would be neighbors instead of calling the city to make
yes.
a complaint. They went directly to you, gave you a chance to remedy this.
Well, as you see, that basically that's how our property usually looks. Now, that's
without
the track. Without that, you know, I've got pictures showing.
Yeah. Well, it's hard for any of your staff to miss that.
Oh, yeah.
So that some of these people need to, you know, pay more attention.
But the trash is picked up early in that area, like on Mondays and Thursdays. So our maintenance guys get there at 7:30. So they usually pick up about 8. So if we can't, you know, it's sometimes before they can get out there and get it checked.
It just seems too bad we have all these people together because of this problem, but
we do have our staff.
We have really
everybody, including the church next door. They're now on top of it.
And yeah, okay. We are.
It sounds like you're on top of it.
Yeah, we're trying to be very due diligent. I guess it's a good way to put it.
I spoke with the church, and they didn't really know the days to put yard trash out, and they put a large pile out. And not knowing, so I spoke with them and got it straightened with them. Left them an information notice, what the proper days to put anything out on that street. So.
And I got a letter from the church stating they were aware and would work with us.
Since you brought that point up, the three that you've referenced since September, are you all separate from the church?
We're owned by the church.
So you're not. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that's one. Okay. All right. You
answered my question. But we're the property. Central Manor is an entity on itself.
Gotcha. You're an entity of yourself, but any violations are going to everybody, more or less. Okay. All right. Any other questions from the board? Seeing none, chair will entertain a motion to find a respondent in non-compliant. I mean, find a respondent in non-compliance. Currently in compliance. And instituting a will fine for any future occurrences. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Ms. Himes. Is there a second? Motion dies due to lack of a second. Chair will entertain a motion.
We need to have a motion that they were in non-compliance and they are now in compliance.
Chair will entertain a motion. Find a respondent formerly in non-compliance, currently in compliance. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart, seconded by Mr. Harrington. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. All righty, we're going back to number 12, Mr. Jackson.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Case number CB041339, Streamline Hotel, property located at 140 South Atlantic Avenue. Is the respondent present? Yes, sir. If you come forward, state your name and address and be sworn in, please.
My name is Richard Postowaite. I'm the personal representative for the Streamline Hotel.
Tell me swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All righty, sir, we'll hear from staff and we'll give you an opportunity to respond. What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Again, Mr. Chair, this is case at the property at 140 South Atlantic Avenue, Streamline Hotel, Inc. And this is before the board for compliance or noncompliance, and I'd ask if the board would inquire as to whether or not they in opposition of the finding.
Okay. Sir, do you acknowledge that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you please pick up the microphone? Sorry.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Jackson.
If I can have just one second.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair, would ask that you find the noncompliance based on this acknowledgement, and I'd ask that you hear from the inspector. The inspector in this case is Michael Fitzgerald. There are a number of violations, and I'd like for him to discuss those with you and tell you the status as well.
Mr. Fitzgerald?
Good morning. I was out there on, I guess, Thursday of last week, and we went through the building. Downstairs has all been repainted and cleaned up. So the basement, that's been put in compliance. That bathroom also. The stuff that hasn't been put in compliance are, these are the hand railings on the top floor. It would be a roof bar. And that is all loose. That hasn't been repaired. Again, we have those railings on the top bar and also the paint on the building, the exterior deterioration of rotten wood, missing concrete, stucco, plaster.
Mr. Fisher, I'm going to interrupt you a moment, and I'll ask if you can go through those violations so that they can know which ones, based on your list of violations, which ones are still in need of compliance, which ones are now already taken care of.
Okay, the only ones taken care of right now is the basement. At this time.
Okay, so if you can just describe all those violations that's listed.
Okay, in the basement.
All the violations.
All the violations. Faded and peeling paint on exterior building, deterioration of decorative features.
Yeah, what is that? Well,
okay.
I mean, you have something that will tell us what those are.
The big picture.
While we're waiting on the picture to go up, if you don't mind, Mr. Jackson, I just want to make sure we're not duplicating. This case was here before us last time. Are these different violations?
Different violations. Those were fire violations.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. All righty. Thank you. Just wanted to make sure.
Okay. Is there a closer one? Okay. On the exterior part of the building, the railing at the top of the building, we'll start from the top and work our way down. That's loose in many locations to where it's not attached to the building. So that's, we'll start there. The paint all on the top of the building, around all of the building, is faded, peeling, or cracked in different areas. The glass blocks, you can see them as you come down off the third floor. They're broken. Yes, exactly. As we go across to the windows, there's a lot of missing screens. Broken window, that one being held up by different things, and they won't hold themselves up. As we work our way down, of course, we're going to look at more glass block and more windows. And then the front part of the building, around the front, there's also cracks in the concrete, sidewalk, that kind of thing. which need to be painted and stuff. And when I was there, they had just started painting the front of the building. I think the first part of the northeast corner, and I'll have some photos of that that'll show they're starting to paint. Then in the interior part, that's old. Okay, yeah. You can see how each air conditioner is now dropping those lines down of mold and mildew. My camera was dying, and I got a new one, though. That's where they're painting. If you'll see the new paint as compared to the old paint, mm-hmm. So that's where they're starting to paint now. They're fixing all the cracks and filling the cracks. Is that correct? Yeah. Use of extension cords on the outside of the building. This is a sump pump that's moving water. And the grating down there is supposed to be something solid, so as if you come out, you won't trip on it. And we discussed that. They're going to put a new grate on that. They did a great job downstairs. They painted all the correct colors. They painted and cleaned up the whole downstairs. And that's the furnace. The bathroom was also repaired. This is what we're talking about, how they're starting to come loose, and they've put some straps around it, but there's still a lot more that are loose. The stairway was painted, and that was loose on that, so they fixed that, right?
Andrea,
yes. Again, we're talking about that. This is the roof. And they did. You painted that, the outside.
Yes.
This part, the white part there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all new paint.
Okay.
On the top, not on the side.
Gotcha.
The hallways. There were some problems on the bottom where it was broken, but that's been repaired. They did get all their licenses. I did check to. Those are all the new licenses that just came into 2013 for retail sales, restaurant, extended hours of operation, and the cabaret. So they have all the licenses. There were some that they didn't have renewed. And again, the front part of the property. And I guess you can see where they need to continue to paint up. Yeah, that whole area. And this is the area down there where they've been painting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and based on those violations, the staff is requesting 60 days. They believe that would be a reasonable time for them to come into compliance on everything and come back to the next meeting for a progress report to make sure we're getting this taken care of.
Okay. Computer, is there or a DVD or to put in?
Yes.
What is it that you're going to be showing?
Same pictures of the building.
Okay.
There's more that has been completed. When Mr. Fitzgerald came in, it would have been nice if you went up to the front desk and asked for a manager on duty or something like that. The way they come in is like a criminal. A crime, you know, and started, we don't need your attention, you don't need this. It would have been nice to be approached and said, hey, well, we see some violations, we'd like to walk through with you. You know, and I suggest that to all code enforcement. I felt like I was being convicted, you know. And then getting a letter opposing fines when I'm in the process of doing the work, you know. I said, my name is Richard Post, I'm representative of Eric G. Doyle's estate, which is owner of the Streamline Hotel. He left his 75 shares to his niece in England. I own 25 shares, and I've owned 25 shares, and I've been in the business, in Daytona business, as a businessman for the last 15 years. I survived the economy breakdown. I went from $850,000 a year income down to $300,000. I don't let half of my staff go. I work the dust. The only way I can come up with the money to start doing the renovations is through the events. Bike Week was the worst ever this year, you know. Around me, if you go down International Speedway, you see a gas station. Hasn't been open for 10 years in there. Car wash behind it. Hasn't been open. The building next to it where Denny's used to be is torn down. Across the street, it's torn down. If you go to the lot behind the Streamline Hotel, property's gone. B&B Fishery, gone.
Let's keep everything relevant. I understand your concern, but let's address your property.
For people who come in and say, we're going to start imposing a fine because you got a peeling paint or a cracked window,
these
instead
are
of working with somebody and said, hey, what can we do to help you solve this problem?
Well, by giving you the time that you've been allotted to correct the, you know, there's two separate cases, so I don't want to mix them. You have the time allotted for the fire violations. Now you're here for the code enforcement.
The fire violations.
I brought it up. Let me mention it. We're letting you know that we are working with you from the code enforcement board standpoint. Mm-hmm. Now, again, let's address the matters here today. Mm-hmm. You've acknowledged that they do exist. Staff has recommended giving you 60 days to bring the property in compliance. Is that enough time? Why they exist, we don't need to get into, but they do exist. Is that enough time for you to correct the problems?
Is there a program that you can that helps with the funding?
There used to be. And funds are out. If I'm wrong, staff can correct me. Okay. Yeah, and again, all of those were options to assist people, but they're out. And so now it's the owner's responsibility to address the violations.
Well,
how much time do you think you need to fix
England.
It? How much time do you think you would need to fix the violations? Staff is recommending 60 days.
60 days would be more than efficient.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Any questions from – I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut you off.
Did it put in that –
Oh, our computer system.
Well, I would object to putting it in.
If it's just reciprocating what we've seen, we understand there's a work in progress.
Right.
And that's why we're asking you how much time will you need to fix it.
But when he comes in and does inspection, 60 to 70% of these pictures is in the basement in my maintenance shop. This isn't where people come in and from the front door and this is what they see. I mean, it's in the hallway.
I understand. But these are violations against code. Wherever they are violations that need to be addressed. And you are working to address them.
Yes.
So you're okay with the June 5th cutoff? We're having these violations fixed?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions from the board at this time?
Yeah. How many rooms are in this
50.
Hotel? How 50. Many?
50 and three stories with a basement.
50 rooms total.
Mm-hmm.
And the rental is just seasonal or... It's a continuous.
What happened was the economy got so bad, and I was struggling to pay the bills. I was in the process of closing.
Okay.
And I didn't want to close.
But what I'm saying,
so I came
are
up
they
with an idea of doing monthly rentals. So I started doing monthly rentals on the third floor.
Okay.
So that really helped with some kind of cash flow coming through, you know. Before that, no, it was, you know.
Do your monthly rentals require a tax under the HOB board situation? Your monthly rentals?
It's not a tourist tax because there's a lease, and so they don't have a tourist tax.
All right.
Any other questions from the board?
Yeah. I appreciate the fact that you did all of that work for your fire inspection. That's good, and we're happy that you did.
That was $3,500.
I understand. We understand that. We're not. What I'd like to see happen is give you enough time and you come back for a progress report, but you work on some of the things that may be. I mean, maybe you'll have a priority list for us.
Oh, I did, with the hand railings.
Yeah,
the hand
because
railings
that seems to me
I
a lot
them to
more
come back
important
and look at those
than
they're not
the
loose anymore.
Paint.
You
because
can pull
you
on
use,
and tug on them, whatever.
You use that rooftop.
Yeah, there's a bar on the rooftop.
Right. So, to me, taking care of that should be on the top of your list.
Yeah, that is done right now, and so he could come back and.
But we are, you know, I think everybody is willing to give you some time to come into compliance, but we need to know you're working on it, and we see that you are working on it.
What I'm trying to say,
I don't know what to do
about
your other
to the to paint the rest of it. That's what I'm trying to save up to do. I need to get a lift. I mean, you can't get an extension later that's going to go up four flights, you know, to get a lift to finish painting up. What I'm doing right now, like the railings are secure, but I'm painting the lower part that I can do, you know, but after that I'm saving up to get a lift to finish painting off the rest of it.
Okay.
But he did say 60 days
would be sufficient.
Sufficient time.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right.
Any other questions from the board? All righty. At the respondent's acknowledgement, he acknowledges that the violations did exist. Chair will entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until June 5th to bring the property into compliance and bringing the board a report via the inspector or himself at our May 9th meeting as to a progress report, but having the property in compliance by June 5th, 2013, will return to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Bourns, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. What we've done is given you until June 5th to bring the property in compliance for our next month meeting. If you can update the inspector or if you can be available yourself to provide us an update as to what things have already been done, as you've acknowledged with your own words, some things have already been done. So just letting the inspector know so they can update us would be satisfactory.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All righty, moving on. Case number 13 we've disposed of. Case number 14, CB041341, James Stern, property located at 136 North Franklin Street. Is the respondent present? Seeing none, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson? Yes, indeed.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, this is the property at 136 North Franklin Street. This is before the board for the finding of compliance or noncompliance. And so I will ask the inspector to come forward to tell you the violation since we don't have anyone here in opposition. But the list of violations is window exterior fixture damage, trash debris scattered, and roof damage.
Okay.
Members of the board, the property is a vacant property on Franklin Street. Property is unsecured. We have vagrants going into the property, camping into the property. Towards the side of the property is broken windows, broken fixtures, easy access to the property. Also, we have an excessive amount of trash and debris throughout the property.
Normally, we have a vacant property registry. However, in this situation, apparently, there's no list pending filed yet, and so it's not registered. So our circumstance is that we don't have anyone that we are aware of that's a property manager or anyone that's handling this property. So we would also like to ask for the board to authorize the staff to
secure
the property as well.
Is Mr. Stern not, I mean, did we have any response to him?
No, sir.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Sorry.
All righty, seeing none, chair will entertain a motion to find a respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent till May 1st to bring the property in compliance and authorizing the city to take the necessary steps to secure the property from it being a danger to the public. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded by Ms. Himes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Case number CB041342, Edward G. Mayo, property located at 366 Lane Street. Is the respondent present?
Respondent present, sir.
All right. I'll give the respondent a moment to make it up to the mic to be sworn in. While we're waiting, case number CB041343 is in compliance as of April 9th, 2013. Yes, sir. If you come to the mic, state your name and address and be sworn in, please.
Greetings, Ed Mayo,
366 Lane, Daytona Beach.
Can you raise your right hand, please, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you must provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
So help you God. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayo. If you'll step back at this time, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll give you an opportunity to respond.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, this is the property at 366 Lane Street. The inspector in this case is Edward Lopez. This is before the board for a determination of compliance or non-compliance. And the staff would ask if the board would inquire of Mr. Mayo whether he agrees with the notice of violation.
Mr. Mayo, do you agree or disagree that at the time of notice, some or all the violations existed?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, sir. That's just a matter of administrative we have
yes.
to do. Go ahead, Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to bring Mr. Lopez forward and have him give you the status of the violation test that's listed. Okay.
Members of the board, the violations is 3027 accessory structure, which includes fences and walls. 304.7, which includes roof and drainage. Currently, the property has a soffit and fascia damage that needs to be repaired. And 307.1, accumulation of rubbish and garbage throughout the property. We're having tires, trash, junk, and debris, and other items that has accumulated on the property. I did speak to Mr. Mayo back in November when I cited him. Requested that the property be cleaned up. Mr. Mayo, as we know, is elderly, might have an issue on cleaning up the property, which is the reason why I gave such an extended time for him to come into compliance. As of today's date, the property is still in violation, sir.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, we believe that this is a property that can be in compliance by next cutoff. We also acknowledge Mr. Mayo has told us that he's going to fix the income, but as the inspector said, this is a case that started back in November 2012, and he's given an extended amount of time to try and bring this into compliance before coming to the board.
All right. Mr. Mayo, if you'll step forward, please, sir. What can you tell us?
I don't know. Except the amount of time depends upon the economic situation, and mine is not conducive to doing what I need to do to get my property back up to what it once was. Having lived there since 1966, prior to the time that Mr. whatever his name was, Lopez, Mr. Lopez, talked to me. I had animals that I had to keep confined to keep them from hurting or bothering the public. And the fence situations were set up to corral, keep the animals in rather than keep people out or other animals. The roof succumbed to a hurricane named Charlie, I think, and that's been quite some time back. The tires, the trash, the garbage, which I'm unaware of, that was found, has been removed. And as of this past weekend, the front end of the house and the property has been corrected so that the church right across the street from us will be, it will not look quite so bad. So we're doing the best we can, and a little more time is needed, but we can't really afford it until we can find somebody that can do our work for us at a price we can pay, which is almost nil. But we will try. That's all we can say is we will try.
Mr. Mayo, do you stay at the property?
Yes, sir. I stay there alone. And kind of hard to get decent tenants, and when you do, they want to take charge and place you in a position of unfortunate and unable to care for yourself. And we want to stay as independent as we can for as long as we can.
How much time do you think you would need to correct the violation, sir?
Well, from what I've been listening to today, 60 days is what you're getting to everybody else, but don't know whether I can do it in that length of time, but I will try, particularly the roof problem.
We are usually more than generous to work with you, but, you know, we give you 60 days, and then you come back and say, you know.
I don't need another 60 days.
Right. So we don't want you to limit yourself or exceed the time needed to correct the violation, and that's why we ask you as the respondent.
Okay, well, I would like to try to the 10th of June or something like that. If that's not too long, according to your specs right there.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
If he's saying after June, he's saying he'll need another 60 days. So to save time, is it possible that maybe we give him get a report in the 60 instead of having him...
Gotcha.
Come back. As long, Mr. Mayor, what I'm saying is within the 60 days, could you do, you know, be doing the work or whatever to come into compliance?
Yes, ma'am.
And then
report to you.
Or the inspector.
Mr. Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I would make an attempt to do that.
The problem is if we come back for a progress report, we can't take any action.
Right.
So we want to give him the 60 days, that's fine. But you can always give him more time. Right. But you don't want to be able to take action if nothing gets done.
I agree.
Mr. Jackson, what's staff's position?
Mr. Chair and members of the board, just discussing this with staff and have a great idea from Mr. Garcia, Hector Garcia. That's that the to give the 60 days and understanding, he said progress report, maybe just give it for 60 days as a compliance date, but understanding that we may be back talking about it, but in the interim, what he would like to do is plug into a couple of community groups and see if he can get someone out there to help get this taken care of. He don't know the status of the church across the street, but maybe something else, if not the church, and just see if there's something available.
So Mr. Garcia was going to do that?
Oh.
With your help, sir.
How about that?
Is Mr. Bryan at?
No. Yeah, that's where I was going to direct him to. He's not here.
Mr. Bryan could probably try to help with the...
getting debris and stuff.
And things like that. Unfortunately, you know,
Mr. Mayo
is going to have to be conscious of the fact that if we can try to get someone to help him remove
some of the debris.
Correct. Some of the debris that he's accumulated throughout the years. You're going to have to keep it clean. That's number one. Number two, we understand and the city recognizes the fact that you're on a fixed income and the fact that the soffit and you may have roof damage, where we'll try to see if the redevelopment area can try to help you if you're within the redevelopment area. There's no guarantees there. So as the attorney stated, staff would recommend the 60 days.
Okay.
And then we'll move forward from there.
But I do want to make sure it's well understood to Mr. Mayo that the staff isn't taking a position that we're relieving him of responsibility. It is his responsibility to bring it into compliance, and if ultimately it's not a compliance, that the only position we can take is to ask for fines to be imposed.
Gotcha. All righty. Seeing that, Chair will entertain a motion finding a respondent in noncompliance at his own acknowledgement and allowing the respondent until June 5th to bring the property into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Ms. Himes, seconded by Mr. Smart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Mayo, we've given you till June to bring the property in compliance, and staff will be in contact with you. No, we recommend that you contact staff with regards to some organizations that could possibly help you.
Bring. This is going to be my biggest problem.
Okay. All righty. And there may be organizations who can help you as long, you know, getting that project done. But definitely get in contact with Mr. Garcia, Mr. Lopez, and also contact Mr. Bryant in our redevelopment department. All righty. Case number CB, we've disposed of all of the cases on page 4. Case number CB041344, Econo Malls, LP number 15, property located at 200 North Ridgewood Avenue. Is the respondent present? Seeing not, what can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Yes, Mr. Chair. This is the property at 200 North Ridgewood Avenue. This is the Family Dollar store recently constructed there. And as indicated, there are several violations. This is before the board for determination of compliance or noncompliance. The inspector is Eddie Lopez, and I will call Mr. Lopez to come before the board to describe the violations.
This is a commercial property, a Family Dollar on North Ridgewood. We're having extensive continuous trash and debris with the dumpsters in the rear. This is a citizen's complaint. The landscape is not being well kept, and they're in violation on that section as well. And just the overall maintenance of the property is in noncompliance. I've spoken to two different managers, store managers, latest one being Ms. Rachel, and nothing has come about maintaining the property or the aesthetics, landscaping of the property. Currently, as of today's date, the property is in noncompliance.
Any questions from the board?
Just want to make sure. Do we have the right party in front of us? Want to make sure, is it who owns this place? And is it, they own the land, the Econo Malls?
The Econo Malls, LP number 15. Just a moment, let me check. I'll ask if the board secretary may have already looked into that.
What is the relationship between the Family Dollar and Econo Malls?
Trying to make sure we have the right parties. Yeah. Is that, what do you have on here? Okay. Apparently, Econo Malls is the landowner.
Okay.
They're the name that appears on the property appraisal report.
Because I'm concerned whether or not we're getting the information to
the owner.
You're talking to the managers, may not be talking to the owner of the property.
I understand. But that being the
right, we're in a place. Yeah, it's just opened.
Right.
Relatively new, that place.
Yeah. Was signed for by the manager, is what at least the note I have indicated here, but that was just on April 3rd. So I think what I'm getting an indication from the board secretary and my staff assistant that the she was not aware of it being a Family Dollar store, and on that basis, I don't believe she made any notification to the Family Dollar store owners.
Does LLP have a resident agent? Does somebody respond for that?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
To Econo Malls, I guess it's a limited partnership.
Yeah.
15. Does it have a resident agent? Is the person on file to speak?
I could not find any information and send this for Econo Malls Limited Partnership number 15. There is on the property appraiser's website, attention Robert Wiseman with a Hallandale address. That's listed on the deed, and that's what's listed on the property appraiser's website.
Have they been notified?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they posted the green card back.
Yeah. The notice was sent to that. The information that we had from the property appraiser's website, but we ultimately had the post. We have not received the green cards.
Right.
But
it's an eyesore.
Yeah, so what the staff is asking for is finding a non-compliance and give them next cut off to come into compliance.
Questions from the board?
Yeah, I'm confused again. So Econo Malls
owns the property.
Owns
the land.
Right. Family Dollar's leasing from them. Both have been notified.
Maybe.
Both have been notified? Okay.
Well, notice was sent in accordance to the statute to
as both. Long as we've done what we're supposed to do, but there's no such thing as Econo Mall?
I'm sorry. Well, I said both. Let me stop. Well, notice was sent to Econo, whatever
Econo Malls. LP.
The landowner.
Okay.
Hand delivery was made to management of Family Dollar.
Right.
Which... Okay.
The nature of the violations are on the land, and ultimately the landowner is going to have...
It's their responsibility.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, Chair will entertain a motion finding a respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until May 1st to bring the property into compliance and be returned to the board for consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smart.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Bourne. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same sign. Motion carries. That exhausts our agenda for today. Any miscellaneous business for us to consider?
Actually, we do have the one case passed.
That's
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry.
And I believe that we are asking if we could take a break. We believe we may need at least another 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
And if we can take a break, and hopefully we'll have all that together and be ready to present.
All righty. We will recess until 10:35. All righty. We'll reconvene the, what is today, April 11th meeting of the Code Enforcement Board. Case before us is CB041338, La Playa Ocean Waters, LLC. Property located at 2500 North Atlantic Avenue. Is the respondent present?
Sir.
You would come forth, state your name, address, and relationship to the property owner, and be sworn in, please.
Daniel Lundgren, 2500 North Atlantic Avenue, General Manager for Vantage Hospitality.
Would you state your name again? I'm sorry.
Daniel Lundgren, sorry. Mundrean.
Daniel, if you can be sworn in, please.
I do.
All right, Daniel. I'm sorry.
General Manager for Vantage Hospitality.
Is that located here?
No, they're located out of Coral Springs, Florida.
Okay. Is that the parent company?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Daniel, we'll hear from staff, and then we'll get an opportunity to respond. What can you tell us, Mr. Jackson?
Mr. Chair, members of the board, this is the case at the property at 2500 North Atlantic Avenue. This is the La Playa Ocean Waters Hotel. It's an LLC. The inspector on this property is Michael Fitzgerald, and this is here before the board for determination of compliance or noncompliance, and I would ask the chair if he would make inquiry as to whether or not they agree to this finding.
Mr. Mondrian, do you acknowledge that some or all of the violations existed at the time of notice?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Based on the acknowledgement of the noncompliance, there's just a couple of things of great importance. This property, we have the violations listed. However, these are just... The general language here shows them as serious violations, and they are quite serious violations. The city building inspector, building official, is at the property at this moment, determining what decisions the city will make in terms of as they review the egregiousness of and the concerns for safety and so forth regarding this property. The primary interest of staff at this time is for a finding of compliance or noncompliance. We don't exactly know how much time yet, so not a specific
finding as to the ultimate compliance date. However, the staff is requesting that there be a 7-day requirement to pull permits, that being applied for and pull the permits, and to deliver a full engineering report. So this is, I'll have the inspector come forward with photos to give you a better explanation of the violations. However, based on those, the request of the staff would be at this time for there to be permits pulled, that meaning pulled and, applied for and pulled, paid for the work to begin, for them to have the full engineering report in the next 7 days.
I have a couple of questions.
And if I can't, if I can have the inspector present so that y'all have more information, that may even answer some of the questions that you may have, Mr. Harrington. And so I will call Mr. Fitzgerald.
Good morning. The La Playa Inn, we were out there, Hector, myself, and Tom Klig, for an inspection. A lot of the stuff they've done, they have completed. This area right here would be the where the this was missing for the pool. The front here, a new roof permit was pulled, and they've done that. And now it's painted, so now it's back to been repaired.
I'm gonna ask you, Mr. Fitzgerald, if you could just back up so that they can get a full picture of the violations that you've listed.
Okay.
So if you can tell them, based on the listed violations, what they are, and make sure it's fully understood to the board what you, what those violations are.
The headings of the violation are peeling paint. There you go. Missing paint, deterioration of the structural members, structural member degrade concrete and rust, exposed rebars on balconies on the north and east side of the building, and underground parking lot. This is what was left of everything else was repaired. We'll go to the parking lot. I mean, we'll go to the parking area or to the balconies. If you can take a look here, all there's areas where the actual concrete. Can you stop it from moving? Thanks. Okay. Oops. All right. This is the parking garage. Engineering studies, they went ahead and put this up because these beams right here are cracking and putting pressure onto the area. So they've got these put out through the building, and it's been there.
These meaning the support beams?
The support beams.
Okay. So those are things that were installed as a result of an inspection from
an engineering.
Okay, cool.
This is the kind of stuff where around the building the rebar is popping through and the concrete is deteriorating. This is where that roof was broken and was repaired. These were missing the covers. They have been repaired. This is the kind of stuff that we're talking about that's throughout the building, all underneath here.
Can you just zoom in?
Can you zoom in right here? There'll be some closer ones I'll have, but... Okay. I'll have closer pictures. Okay. See here how we're talking where the rebar, you can actually see the rebar here and where they were painted over. Yeah, exactly, right there. Here's some cracking. All this is cracked and falling of concrete.
Okay, now you're highlighting or showing various places where there's rebar. What's the problem with that?
The problem with that is falling concrete on people, the structural members of the balconies will be weakened by the size of the concrete, by the rebar spalling and growing. So it becomes a more severe issue with that was a broken toilet that was fixed. Again, we're at the front. This was a roof leak that was repaired in the walkway was painted. This was added for security for childproofing the this was painted this weekend, am I correct?
New wood and paint.
Yeah, new wood and paint. I was there on Thursday, and my understanding that would have been repaired by today. They pulled at the first part we had problems was the electrical out here by the pool. That was done within the first week.
The high voltage that was running alongside
the pool,
wall, was pulled that week and installed
the very first week.
LED lighting.
Yeah, so it all was repaired. There was an emergency by Hector. Mr. Garcia asked them to do that immediately. Again, the childproofing for the pools. This is all repaired. You'll see a photo of it later. This is now glass, and it's all been redone. This has been repaired also. You'll see those photos.
What is that?
That's a pump for the hot tub.
It's a dual retainage, water retainage for the spas.
The float.
That's been repaired?
Yeah, it's been fixed.
What was the matter with it? The float didn't work or what?
It wasn't working at the time we were there, and the wood was rotting on the front top part, but
oh, so
they repaired
okay.
It's a cover.
I see it. It's a cover.
It's a float, yes.
Got
it's
it.
A cover.
Okay.
That floor, of course, was painted. That was done. Those are where the doors are back on. Well, that was the door was broken. Okay, here we're back to the balconies. That all went to 12 volts. Inside, this was where the leaking was happening also, and that was repaired in that back corner, the roof.
Okay.
We're back to the garage. There are multiple of these things going through the garage where it's cracking in the middle, right about here.
Now, you have a partial engineering report right now, right?
I do indeed.
And what was what's the nature of that, and if you could share that with the board?
Yeah, got an engineer report from Charles R. Adams and Associates, a professional engineer who was certifying the balconies and the garage area to be safe. Let me see his exact wordings. Be found safe and secure and free from defect. He has recounted that because of the changes that have happened on the property. And as of April 1st, and I can submit that.
And that's our reason for the urgency because of the change of position of the engineer that we believe that it's urgent to get a full engineering report and to get action done to take care of what is now deemed a dangerous situation.
Well, I don't have that yet. What was the date of that report?
April 1st is when he retracted his last engineering estimate, which was he agreed that before that it was in okay condition and
when,
that was
when
safe
did
enough.
He agree to that?
I have that.
When did he say it was safe?
Just before the sale.
August 23rd, 2012, where he was able to.
Mr. Chair and members of the board, if I can, I think Mr. Garcia can probably clarify that a little better. So if I can call Mr. Garcia as well to add some light as to the report, help a better understanding of that.
Good morning. To answer your question, Vice Chair, August 23rd, C.R. Adams and Associates submitted a not a full report. They just submitted a letter indicating that the balcony slabs, along with the parking area, there was a problem and it was a dangerous situation. He urged that to immediately shore all the hoists and that are on both the south side and the of the expansion joints. That apparently was done. Evidently now, since time has passed, in the report that you have now, dated April 1st, there are serious concerns due to the parking area. Parking area is an inside garage area, and I believe above there's a second deck. The second deck has been closed. There's no accessibility to it, but the first floor, which is below the second deck, is where the problem lies. The beams are buckling and so forth. The balconies, and again, this is a hotel that is located on the beach side, and of course through sand and years there's deterioration involved. There's numerous balconies that have exposed rebar, and that's a concern. The building official, as Mr. Jackson has previously indicated, is on site as of right now, and they are conducting a thorough investigation of the entire property, to which, based upon the building official's decision, is where the city will take forward action. Here before you is the other issues, the peeling paints and so forth, and what we are asking is, as Mr. Jackson indicated, is to compel the property to have a licensed contractor come in, apply for the permits, pay for the permits, obtain the permits, and start doing the work immediately. So we're asking for the 7 days on that. That's the only issue that's before you right now, because when the building official comes back and gives us the report, then the city will move forward with whatever further actions we need to take.
Would that involve state inspections?
The state is on hand also, as well as the fire inspector is out there. So we have all resources that are out there conducting this inspection as of right now.
Just, I guess it's a matter of administratively, Hector, what the inspector is out there to cite for or to investigate. We're not going to be duplicating.
No.
You know, okay, because I don't want to have us do something that he's already going to tell me you got to do anyway in order to stay open.
That's so correct. Okay. And that's why we're asking just for the board to give us to find the property in noncompliance and have them apply for the permit, obtain it through a licensed contractor within 7 working days.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for staff before we move on?
Yeah, which hotel is this? You have, because this letter refers to the Mayan, the Plaza, and the Plaza Resort. Which one is this?
It's La Playa. You were given an extra copy of something unrelated. They've two.
All right. Thank
separate
you.
Ones.
I see. So we don't have the report for here.
Yeah, it's there.
Okay. Any more questions for staff before we move on to the respondent?
I have a question for the respondent.
Yes. All righty. Mr. Mondrian.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What can you tell us?
As of right now, the initial violations that were given on August 22nd have been completed. Mr. Fitzgerald did reinspect the property about a week ago and brought up the issues with the balcony concrete and the garage. Daytona 6 LLC is the ownership of the property. They have a GC that they've been working with Chuck Adams, who is the licensed engineer, and moving forward. To answer any engineering, I'm a general manager. Like, I couldn't give you specs on anything, but I know they've been walking the property. Ownership has been here this whole week.
Okay.
And trying to move forward.
When is the general contractor going to come on board to get permits? Correct.
I don't have an answer for that.
To your knowledge, is the owner in a position with the GC that whatever they need to do, the GC is going to get the permit?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions from the board? Yeah.
Can I just say
yes, sir.
And just for safety matters, any loose concrete that we do see, we do go up there on the floor and we chip it away, obviously, and to make it safe.
Just so you know, that's only aesthetic. If there's chipping concrete, there's a bigger problem.
Absolutely, yeah.
And again, I understand that's
thank you, sir.
Not your forte as the manager. That's definitely engineering. All right. Any other questions from the board at this time?
Mr. Chair, I have a question. You had mentioned a different entity. Daytona 6.
Is the ownership of the property.
Who? Daytona 6.
Daytona 6 LLC is the ownership.
All righty. We have La Playa Ocean Waters LLC as the owner.
I'm sorry. They're the umbrella. La Playa Ocean Waters LLC is the legal name of the property.
Okay. And DBA as?
La Playa Resort. But
who do you get your paycheck from?
Well, we get it from Oasis Outsourcing. But the Arbor Realty, who was the ownership of the company, is now, I believe, Daytona 6 LLC, who manages the Plaza Resort and Spa, Plaza Ocean Club, La Playa, the Mayan Inn, and the Acapulco.
So we just need to add everybody he just mentioned on. Is that what we
need? Yeah, I think we need to amend and at least add.
Okay. Let us take 1 second, Mr. Mondrian, if you can go through every entity you just named so that we can make sure everybody is on notice as the Madam Secretary takes note of this.
Mr. Chairman, I have the actual report we were supposed to look at. The one we were given did not list the La Playa, and this we have it now.
Let's put in our motion that all the appropriate parties be included as
part of the. Right.
It's between them, and then we get to the names.
Okay. All right.
I have a question. Is the Charles Adams firm going to be doing another engineering report?
That will be determined by the building official.
Okay. Because my opinion is this did not happen, all of this, in the last 6 months. So that to rehire the same firm...
It's completely on the owner.
Okay. If it has nothing to do with us, that's fine.
Yeah.
No.
But what has to do with us is whether...
Safety.
Right.
And that's being determined today. And the building official.
Or if someone gives us a report that is suspect, that is on us too. Isn't that right?
I don't think we're...
That's on staff.
Well, if you're trying to base an opinion on information you're given, and you already know that someone's giving you information that is at best suspect, why? How could you make a decision based on that?
Well, make sure I got you, Ms. Kendrick. Our concern is safety.
Right.
And based upon... That's our concern.
Right.
How they get their reports is totally up to them. Staff is asking us to give them 7 days to pull the permit so that the safety matters can be addressed. Now, these go that way when you finish, Mr. Bourns. So that you understand, if there are any matters of immediate danger, that will be addressed. Staff is already out there to address that.
I thought you said when we first started you had the permits for all of this stuff.
No.
You didn't say that.
No indication has been.
When you got your report, you may not be able to answer this, that the rebar was in serious condition. You got that report quite a while ago. You did not immediately pull a permit?
As of April 1st is when they got that report.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they knew there was a condition or they wouldn't have hired the engineer. So how long have you been? Do you know how long you've been aware? I mean, certainly when the property traded, they had some kind of report that you had a serious condition, and this kind of thing we've seen before. You can visually see it. Anybody can see rebar. Several of the big condos had to spend millions of dollars, which is what you have in store for you, to repair that condition. So it's not something you can't see. Are you continually to renting these rooms out to people who are apparently in some sort of possible danger?
The rooms are being rented.
They are being rented. So they're parking cars in that garage where you keep having...
Right. And again, I think, Mr. Harrington, we just need to be aware that the appropriate staff is on site now. That if it's an imminent danger, everything we do will be null and void. And believe me, the city's going to protect itself.
I trust the staff to do so. I'm just wondering what our... job is then.
Right. They asked them to get the general contract, order to get the general contract on as soon as possible, and then bring it back next month. If nothing gets done, then we have the option of go ahead and fine them. We have the option of order the place to be closed. All things are nothing we can do.
Okay, I'd like.
Right now, the city's asking us to find a noncompliance. They've admitted noncompliance, and to get their GC on board as soon as possible.
Okay, so we want them to have their permits within 7 days, and the next time they come here, we want.
I don't want to step out too far, but our concern is those items of imminent danger.
Right. And
those
that's
items
I'm concerned.
Will be addressed by the level of staff that's on site currently.
Yes.
Anything that's
they'll give them the citation or order to do those things.
If it's imminent danger, it's going to be more.
If they have not progressed in the point that we will be able to visually see it, if we walk down the street, we can see if they're doing it.
If I may, we'll be able to report
right
at the next meeting. Obviously, the question of how much time it would take to come into compliance and what additional findings and egregiousness or concerns, and if indeed there's something additional we have to file, we'll file that. If that's necessary. But at this point.
What, if anything, is an immediate state that has been resolved?
Right. I understand.
And I think we can't give that until they finish their assessment today.
But the people who rent rooms don't have that information as to how safe they are. Isn't that our responsibility?
That's going on right now.
We don't have the authority to bring our own cases.
Right.
We have to stay bring the case.
Okay.
We'd like to do that sometimes. We can't bring our own cases.
Well, I thought that's what we were doing here.
What we can do is we can respond to what they brought to us and come back as soon as possible, even if it means a special meeting if necessary.
Okay. I'm in favor of that.
All right. Any other questions from the board?
My concern is safety. And something could happen in 7 days. Go ahead. Talk to me about it. Tell me what you can do.
If there's an imminent danger.
If there's an imminent danger.
If I could just find out. Yeah, if I could say this. Our chief building official has other authorities, both in our code and in state law, that will allow us to take actions if those actions are necessary related to imminent danger.
What might those actions be? Like shutting down, things like that? You can just say that's it. No parking.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they have that. That's what I was trying to say. Whatever needs to be done for safety will happen.
And that would be separate and independent.
Right. Yeah, that's an action that does not need our concurrence.
Correct.
The inspectors are already in place to take care of this. So I think we need to lead towards the imminent danger is for them now to determine, not us.
Right.
Because we can't do anything about that because it's in their hands.
What we're doing now is finding a noncompliance based upon the city's information and their admission they're noncompliant, ordering them to get a general contract on hold in 7 days.
To fix it,
right? And to bring back to us at the next meeting as much information as possible. If there's a health, safety, well situation, the official has the right to do what they have under the law to do what they have.
Right.
Irrespective of what they do.
Right.
Okay. Now, I don't want the board misled. So, just for clarity, I was told that the building official has arrived back and is on property. I don't know if that's necessarily a thing that aids us at this moment without a full assessment of everything. I think where we are now is probably a better position than trying to ferret out what's been newly inspected.
Right. And again, I just want to echo the board is saying matters of safety. That will be addressed if they're, beyond us. That's out of our hands for matters of immediate safety. Staff has the authority beyond us to fix that. All righty. At the acknowledgement of the respondent, that the violations did exist, Chair will entertain a motion finding respondent in noncompliance, allowing the respondent until April 17th to bring the property into compliance, be returned to the – no? Well, to allow the respondent until April 17th to pull the necessary permits to bring the property into compliance.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. And begin the work.
I just
just came back from a meeting.
Hold on 1 second, sir. All right, Chair.
To make sure that you include to come back next month.
Right.
For
yes.
The
gotcha. For the necessary permits to be pulled by the 17th and returned to the board next month, for the consideration of a fine up to $1,000 per day, or bringing the board up to date as to the status of this case. Is there such motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Bourne, seconded.
If I can just amend one thing.
And yes.
There is a scheduled meeting to get all of the engineering reports on the 18th of April.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
If we can just.
Want to make it 10 days?
That would be fine.
10 days.
Okay. All of what we said, Madam Secretary, changing the date from the 17th till the 20th.
So moved.
I think just for clarification purposes, let me just go along with it.
The motion.
Yes.
Gotcha.
What you want to do is find the noncompliance and allow them to, until April 20th
yes.
to come in to apply for permits and obtain permits by the 20th. Failing that, they'd be returned for consideration of a fine.
Up to $1,000.
Up to $1,000 per day. Plus, they need to be back at the next meeting for the determination of a compliance date.
And as we express this as being very important, and we still, out of fairness, the 20th falls on a Saturday, so we'd ask if it could be the 22nd.
Okay.
But just to make sure to include, is that how I said it, right?
Yes. Okay. I mean, it doesn't change. I see your concern, Ms. Kundig. It doesn't change that they're meeting on earlier than that date. And they should have the information earlier, but just
today's
because
the 11th,
it falls
right?
on the 20th. Yeah.
Yes.
We would ask for the 22nd.
Okay.
Agreed and so moved.
Ms. Himes, did your second still apply? All righty. Any questions from the board? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Motion carries. One abstention. That exhausts our agenda, and I thought it was going to be a short meeting. At this time, any announcements?
I believe we do have Ms. Lady to the Mr.
Yeah, Mr. Yeah, I'm sorry, I said announcements.
Tino actually can bring it up if he had discussed it earlier in the meeting. There is the FACE conference next.
The
FACE conference is in Daytona Beach this year.
On
the 28th of June, Friday morning, they're having the board training. My feeling, because I can't speak for the city, if any of the board members would like to go, we work something out with Amy and maybe so you can pick up your registration.
I think Hector just wanted to get an idea of who would be interested in attending that if you have not attended, so that you get an idea of costs
right.
and see if there that would be something that's available.
And that's set for Friday the 28th?
Friday,
April 28th?
June. June 28th, from, and it's usually a half a day in the a.m.
And where is going to be?
It's locally here in Daytona.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll be there.
Pelican Bay.
It's a conference put on by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement.
Yeah,
it's about training for board members and board attorneys and special magistrates.
Yeah.
I attended
that.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you?
Is there a per person fee or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I attended that.
Please let Amy know if you're interested in attending, so she'll know.
I'll go ahead and email that flyer.
Okay.
It's well worth it. I attended it. It goes fairly well, and they cover almost everything imaginable, and it's a good refresher in case you need it. But I'm going to go again.
Okay,
I'm already signed up for another 8
there. All right. All righty, Amy. From what I can see, I think all members are interested in attending.
Okay, I'll email out the flyer and let me know, and I'll get that to Hector.
Okay. We'll just tap that on someone's phone. All righty. Any other miscellaneous business? Any items from staff?
Nothing for me, Mr. Chair, or members of the board.
All righty. Members of the board, Ms. Himes. Mr. Bourne's?
Nope.
Mr. Harrington?
Let me know if we have a special meeting.
Gotcha. Mr. Smart?
Yes. In our last meeting, Mr. Harrington asked if an inquiry can be made about getting a new board member. Has that been done?
Yes, Mr. Garcia did send an email to Betty Goodman asking when the Mr. Stevens spot would be filled.
Okay.
I don't know the outcome of any. I know Betty was out for a couple days, so I don't know if she had a chance to get back with him yet, but the inquiry was made.
Yeah, I noticed on the city website they said there were two vacancies. Has anybody's term expired this month?
That's possible because they will define it as a vacancy, but
right,
if even so.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, the two vacancies was one was Ms. Heim's spot, but she has reapplied.
She has reapplied, so maybe Betty was just waiting for another.
She was.
So she could put both of them she was. On the same agenda,
yes.
I'm assuming.
Yes. I did inquire as well, and that's exactly what was going on. All right, anything else, Mr. Smart?
I think I may have said this last time, but, you know, and if you have applicants that you can encourage, I mean, it's a volunteer board, so
gotcha.
Sometimes just getting good applicants there would get it filled.
Well, it's not volunteer completely. We do receive a free water. Ms. Kundig?
Nothing, thank you.
All righty, I have nothing. Mr. Sino?
Nothing.
All righty. Seeing that, we are adjourned.